And then the band starts up. The fucking band starts up. The big fat guy comes up, the singer. Got big sideburns. He looks like Van Morrison. I'm high on mushrooms. He is getting bigger and smaller and bigger and smaller as he breathes. And he starts his song. He's got a huge big belly, big sideburns. And Murphy's asleep in his pint. Oh, Murphy's asleep in his pint. Oh, Murphy's asleep in his pint, right? Now, I love Irish music for that because it is so fucking predictable, right? That the last line of the verse is also the first line of the chorus. And Murphy's asleep in his pint. Oh, which I think is fucking brilliant, right? And the Irish aren't stupid. The Irish aren't stupid. There's a logic behind it, right? Because they put the oh, because they realize most of the people in the pub will fall asleep drunk and then wake up and want to know what they're, where they're supposed to start singing. And Murphy's asleep in his pint. Oh, Murphy's asleep in his pint. Oh, Murphy's asleep in his pint. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Murphy's asleep in his pint. Right? So I'm dancing to oh, Murphy's asleep in his pint. And Murphy's asleep in his pint. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And Murphy's asleep in his pint. At the end of the bar, there was a guy sitting on a stool, and he looks angry. He's by himself, he's just fucking staring at people. Kind of guy sits in a bar and just gets really angry and stares at people, fucking stares you out. The kind of guy stares you out in a fucking bar. So you're staring at him, you're like, oh fuck, that guy's staring at me. You look back, oh fuck, he's still staring at me. Okay, hey David, this guy's staring at me. Well, stop looking at him. I can't stop looking, he's staring at me, right? This guy has stared everyone in the bar. Everyone in this Irish pub is looking everywhere else in the bar except here where he is sitting. Everyone except me. I'm high on mushrooms. I think it's fucking hilarious. Ha 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 ha. And the more I stare at him, the angrier he gets. And the more angry he gets, the funnier I think is. Ha ha ha. And the more he, more thank you, I think it's getting angry, and I think it's funnier. Oh, hey, hey. And he's like, this is my favorite part of the show, by the way. Now, I think it's weird. This guy's sitting there by himself, right? If you can't get a conversation going in an Irish pub, that's like going to a summer camp for special needs kids and not getting a hug. It's just, it's not possible. It is not possible. It's fucking weird. Come on, the moms, you know? I don't mean let's go out and come on some mongs. I really don't say, hey, why were you coming on that mong? Phil Nickel told me to. What I meant to say was fist a mong. Come on. There's nothing wrong with saying it. Just don't do it. Unless, is it wrong if the mong wants to be fisted? Please put your fist in me. What? I'm not really a mong. I'm just doing the voice. I'm the mong. Is it wrong if I do the voice and fist myself? I'm mong and fisting my now. So I'm in this theme pub, right? And I'm sitting looking at Jerry. And this guy is staring at me. So I make my way over. And Murphy's asleep in his mind. How's it going there, buddy? He just says, how you doing? What's your name? Where are you from? And he says, my name is Jerry, and I'm from the U.S. Look, where are you from, man? I say, well, my name's Phil, and I'm from, and at this point, I lie. I don't know why I lie. It's because I'm Canadian. I'm from Toronto, right? And the Canadians have this natural disdain for Americans. It's the way the Scots feel about the English or the Welsh feel about themselves. It's just this weird feeling, right? So I say to the guy, I go, my name's Phil, and I'm from, and I don't think about it. I go, I'm from Vermont. He's like, hey, whereabouts? Farmington? I like, oh no, he knows Vermont. Like, no, just outside Vermont, Belleville. He's like, I don't know Belleville. I'm like, you wouldn't, it doesn't exist. So Jerry, what are you doing over here in Amsterdam? He goes, well, I'm taking a couple of days off my job in Iraq. Get the fuck away from this guy. Will you fucking stop talking to me? He's gonna know we're talking to you. Don't fuck you. Really? So what do you do in Iraq, Jerry? He's like, well, I'm an 8-year Marine, and now I'm a mercenary. I got my own company, and me and my boys, we are freelance bodyguards. We go out there and we take care of VIP clients, you know, and if any businessmen come out, we take care of them. We make sure that their convoys are, we neutralize, tracks of land. I'm like, what do you mean you neutralize, tracks of land? He goes, you know, Phil, we see any suspicious characters, we neutralize them. I'm a sniper. I'm like, what, you kill people? He's like, Phil, yeah, man, I was a Marine. I was like, oh, fucking, how many people have you killed? He went, how many girls have you fucked? I'm like, oh, yeah, 1,000. And that was just one night. I was like a little squirrel fucker. Whoa, that's one. Whoa, that's two. Whoa, that's three. Whoa, that's four. Whoa, that's five. There was only 6 of them, but I had loads of different hats. So I said, how would you fucking describe your job? And I quote Jerry when I say, I slaughter evil people. Get the fuck away from this guy. Will you fucking stop talking to me? You're fucking blowing it for me. He's gonna know we're talking to each other. Well, I don't care. Get him out of here. You shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Well, look, now you're fucking up for the audience. They don't know whether you're talking or I'm talking. Well, then stop moving your fingers when I move my lips. Well, stop moving your lips when I move my fingers. Stop moving your fingers when I move my lips. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. So I'm in this bar, and he says to me, he goes, Phil, what do you do for a living? Like an idiot. I go, I'm a comedian. He's like, oh, wow, what kind of comedy do you do? And like, I can't tell him what kind of comedy you do. I'm a really left-leaning sort of comedian. I can't go, hey, Jerry, here's my impression of an American. I was fucking a pig, pig was fucking me, and I was fucking the pig, and the pig was fucking me. Then this bright light came down. These aliens done come down from their ship. Now the aliens took me and the pig up into their ship. They took the pig's brain, they put it in my head. They took my brain, they put it in the pig's head. And now the pig can't walk, and I'm the president of the United States of America. Oh, dearie. So I say, I just do puns. He's like, what's a pun? I'm like, fuck off! Right, now I've become friends with the guy. He's like, Phil, maybe we should get out of here. I'm like, yeah, that's perfect. I'll get out of here and I'll lose this guy. 2 hours I've been talking to him. I'm gonna take him to the Bourbon Street Blues Bar. It's like 7 days a week blues. I try and take the killer there, and then I'll get up, buy him a drink and lose him. I'll try and get out of his peripheral vision, which is something like this, you know, So Phil from Vermont leaves the club still acting interested. So Jerry, what are you thinking when you're in a battle situation? He grabs me, throws me against the wall, goes, you don't think nothing, man. You start thinking, people start dying. I'm like, I'm in a movie with Sean Penn all of a sudden, right? So we don't get to the Bourbon Street Blues Bar because a cab comes around the corner. As I cross the street, a cab runs around the corner. I run across the street, jump to the other side, thinking Jerry's right behind me. He stands in the middle of the fucking road, lets the cab come at him, swerve out of the way, and then punches the fender, leaving a 4-inch deep hole in the shape of a fist. He casually walks over to me and goes, we gotta get out of here, man. I'm like, you just punched the cab, dude, right? The cab driver gets out. He's like a 6'3" mulatto guy, big dreadlocks. He comes over, starts screaming at me. This is Dutch. And I'm looking at this guy going, please just chill out, this fucking guy's gonna kill you, man. He's like, oh, no. And I'm looking up at this guy, sincerely hoping he is not one of the evil people, right? And I look back and I see Jerry sliding into what can only be described as a kill move position. Monkey, right? I'm like, God, please stop. Don't let the fight start. Then the police show up. And Jerry fucks off. He starts sprinting down the road. The police turn the corner and go after him. The cab driver gets in his cab, turns the corner, and goes after him, right? They catch him about 100 yards down, throw him over the back of the car, put the handcuffs on him, throw him in the police cars. The Dutch cab driver goes, there was two of them, two American guys. I'm like, holy fuck. They're looking up at me. So I pull my hood up and I put into play the only martial arts position I know. It's called first position. You put your left foot straight out, you put your right foot perpendicular, you turn your left foot like that, your right foot like that, and you fuck off. So I am a martial artist. I'm running around. I fucking get away from this guy, and I find a hiding spot. I'm like, okay. My mushroom trip. Where's my mushroom trip? And I'm thinking about all the horrible things in the world, all the hot spots, North Korea, the Sudan, Milton Keynes, all these horrible places. I said, and I can hear in the back of my head the ringing of the Irish pub. Death! I can't stop thinking about that. I know what I need to do. I need to go back to my hotel room and get my little guitar. So I go back to my hotel room and I get the little guitar. Now,